Ladies and gentlemen, the BBC presents Life with a Laugh. This is the time of year when suppressed excitement fills the air. There's laughter and song, and our hearts are as young and gay as the fairy lights on the Christmas tree. So let's drop in on the Lyon family and see what Phoebe and Ben are doing.
Well, we're doing exactly the same as millions of other families all over the country. There are big preparations going on in the kitchen, and in the living room there's a gleaming fire in the grate.
And the cheerful rustle of Christmas wrapping paper. As we sit here, the beautiful voices of carol singers come floating through our window.
Searching with the sons of God on the feet of Jesus, when the snow lay round about, he sang with an
ease. Oh, hold it, boys, hold it.
Mrs. Lyon, is anything wrong?
No, Aggie. I had some very weird sounds.
Richard and I were singing.
Oh, good. I thought somebody was torturing the cat.
I didn't expect that from you, Aggie.
Oh, I was only joking. There's nothing I like better than a sad Christmas carol. And the way you sang that one was pitiful.
Well, thanks.
Come on, Richard. Let's practice some more. We've got to be perfect by tonight.
You can practice later, boys. You haven't wrapped your presents yet.
All right. Come on, Robin.
Thanks, Phoebe.
Hey, Daddy, hand me that Christmas paper, will you?
Oh, here you are, son, but save half for your brother.
Oh, I won't need much paper to wrap my presents.
Why not?
The week before Christmas, he always goes out and takes a fight with his friends.
That's not true. It's just that I'm giving small, important things. Aggie, do you know what I'm giving my girlfriend?
No.
Then I'll give you a little hint. It comes in a small box, and when she takes it out and puts it on her finger, it'll shine like anything.
Nail varnish.
All right. If you're so clever, what shade is it?
Oh, I would rather not know. I might give it away. Anyway, I have to make the tea now.
Oh, Ben, will you put your finger on this ribbon? I want to tie a knot.
All right, here you are.
I bought Mr. Wimple a tie. Look. Do you think it's a little loud?
Well, the red stripes are nice, but I'm not so sure about the flowers and the purple horses.
I think it's keen, don't you, Pop?
Oh, yes, it's terrific. Of course, it'll take a very strong man to wear it.
Well, I'm glad you appreciate it, because I'm giving you one just like it.
Well, thanks. It'll be just perfect to wear under my turtleneck sweater.
Robin, will you hand me the scissors?
Here, Mommy.
Well, I think I'd better wrap this present in the den.
Why, Mommy?
Because it's for the D.O.G., and I don't want him to know what he's getting. You see? He knows.
Oh, Robin, what did you buy your mother?
A blue lace handkerchief to match your new blue dress.
Oh, that was a good idea. How did you happen to think of it?
Well, I did something kind of sneaky. I opened her letter to Santa Claus.
I got Ma a very rare gift, Pop.
Son, any time you give a present, it's really a very rare gift.
Where do you see it? It's a beautiful handbag.
Well, I'm all finished.
Well, so am I. Come on, let's put our presents in the living room.
Oh, Mr. Lyon, do you know how many we'll be having for Christmas dinner?
Well, there'll be the family, of course. My new son-in-law, Mrs. Wainwright.
Mm-hmm. And who else?
Well, don't pin me down, Aggie. If I run into anyone who's at loose end, naturally I'll invite them.
Oh, good. I'm cooking a beautiful dinner, and I want plenty of people to enjoy it.
Ah, that's the spirit. You know, I have a feeling this is going to be the best Christmas we've ever had. Even in spite of that.
Hey, Pop, I've got the tune right now. Would you like to hear it again? Good King Wenceslas.
Oh, no, son. No, please. I don't think you should rehearse too much. You'll get stale.
It certainly is a beautiful Christmas carol, isn't it, Daddy?
It was.
It's so emotional. Richard said when he sings it, it does something to him.
It does something to me, too.
Do you feel like your heart's turning over?
No, with me, it's my stomach.
Well, thanks.
I'll get it. Why, Willoughby and Horace, come right in.
Thank you, dear.
Merry Christmas, all.
Merry Christmas
to you, too.
If you haven't wrapped my presents, I'll take them as they are.
Sit down, you old joker. Wilhelmina, take this chair by the fire, and I'll get you a glass of sherry.
Thank you.
Oh, no sherry for me, Mr. L.
What?
No, I'll just have a large whiskey.
I might have known.
Bebe, dear, here are some Christmas gifts for you all.
Oh, thank you, Wilhelmina. Boy, will you get our presents for the Wimple family? They're in the dining room.
All except mine to Mrs. Wimple. Here he is.
Oh, what an adorable little kitten. Thank you, my dear.
Come on, Robin. Let's get the presents.
Okay.
Horace, look at its big pansy eyes and its sweet little nose. Todd, it's so cuddly.
You know, Wilhelmina, there's something about that kitten that reminds me of you.
Really?
Yeah. Of course, its whiskers aren't as long.
Oh, Mr. Wimple, you're such a tease.
Well, here's your sherry, Wilhelmina. And here you are, Wimpy.
Thank you, Ben.
No time, Mr. L.
Bebe, you haven't noticed the new sweater Horace gave me for Christmas.
Oh, it's lovely.
Blimey, she's worse than the kids. Has to open everything.
Oh, Wilhelmina, you have a wonderful figure for a sweater.
Thank you, my dear. As a matter of fact, some of my friends say I have a figure like the Venus de Milo. Isn't that silly?
No, you have got something in common. Only in Venus de Milo's case, it's the arms that are missing.
Horace Wimple, that's a fine thing to say. And it's not the first nasty remark you've made today.
Well, it's your own fault. The house is crowded enough with our 16 kids.
All this grumbling just because I invited my brother and sister and their families for the holidays.
I ask you, 6 adults and 29 kids in one small house.
You've got enough for several football teams.
Here are your presents, Mr. and Mrs. Wimple.
And here are all of us for your children.
Thank you, boys.
And Ma, Aggie said, will you go out and help her pluck the turkey? It's pretty big. Mm.
Trust Mrs. L to get a big one.
Oh, but Mr. Wimple, I never buy the turkey. Ben always gets the bird.
Honey, go and help Aggie.
All right, dear.
Horace, it's getting late. I think we'd better be going.
Yeah, okie doke. Oh, Mr. L, we left Barbara's present here. Will she be spending Christmas with you?
Well, that's a pretty ridiculous question. Of course she will.
Well, I only ask. After all, her husband has a family too, you know.
Yes, we thought perhaps they'd invited the young couple to their house.
Oh, I'm sure they wouldn't be that selfish.
Well, forget we said it. Come along, Horace.
All right, my little red-nosed reindeer. Toodaloo!
And a very happy Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
Of all the silly ideas. Imagine Barbara staying away from us on Christmas.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Don't worry, she wouldn't think of doing a thing like that. Would she?
Aggie said Barbara's on her way over. I knew Mr. Wimple was wrong.
Oh, sure. Hey, Robin, don't put any more holly on the mantelpiece. I've got enough up there now.
You haven't let me put up a single branch. And Daddy said I could help.
Then sweep up those leaves off the floor.
No, I want to do something artistic and Christmassy with you.
Okay, I'll hang up the holly, and you'll tidy the room. You'll tidy. Get it?
Yeah, and you can have it back.
Hello, boys.
Hi, Barbara.
Hi, Barbara.
Hey, where'd you get the new fur hat?
Oh, Russell gave it to me for Christmas, but he doesn't know it yet.
Boy, and they've only been married 4 months.
I mean, he doesn't know I opened the box. Isn't it lovely, Robin?
No, I don't like anything that's made out of an animal.
But this is synthetic fur.
Look, Barbara, a synthetic has got just as much right to live as any other animal.
All right, I'll take it up with the RSPCA. Where's Mother and Daddy?
Well, they're around someplace. How do you like the decoration?
They look terrific. But where's the mistletoe?
Look up, girl. It's right over your head.
Well, so it is.
And since my beautiful daughter's the first to stand under it, I wonder if she'll give her dear old dad a big kiss.
What do you mean, old dad? You're the handsomest man in the neighborhood.
Oh, well, now, honey, you mustn't say things like that. Even if they are true.
He means it, too.
Of course. Now, come on, boys. Who's going to be the next to kiss Barbara?
And we were just enjoying ourselves.
That's a fine thing to say.
But it's silly, Daddy.
Oh, Russell doesn't think it's silly to kiss me.
Well, he has to.
Thank you.
Oh, we were only kidding. Here.
Now, Robin, how about a kiss from you?
Oh, all right.
You're supposed to kiss Barbara, not me.
Honestly, I could make a fortune showing you two nitwits in a circus. Well, Mrs. Turner, how does the old homestead look?
Oh, just wonderful. Daddy, you know I'd rather spend Christmas here than any place in the world, don't you?
Of course. What made you say that?
Well, you see, Russell's mother and father are expecting us to spend Christmas with them.
Oh, they are?
Yes. Seems they just took it for granted.
Well, they've got a nerve.
Richard, you mustn't say things like that about the Turners. They're fine people. They have got a nerve.
I hope you told them you wouldn't go.
How could I? After all, Russell feels the same about his home as I do about mine.
Well, I think that's very narrow-minded of him.
Now, boys, let's not be petty about this. If Barbara prefers to be with the Turners, it's up to her.
You know I don't. But what can I do?
Just say you can't go.
But what about my husband?
Let him go and you come here.
Yeah, then he won't have a thing to worry about.
But I'm his wife.
I mean, apart from that.
Oh, boys, please, suppose you cut the comedy now. Your sister's in a very unhappy situation.
I certainly am.
Well, stop worrying, honey, and go to your husband's family. Believe me, it's the right thing to do.
Oh, Daddy, you're so understanding.
Now all you have to do is make your mother understand.
You mean you want me to tell her?
Well, naturally. You aren't afraid of your own mother, are you?
Oh, no. But if I hurt her feelings, I'll die. I'll just die.
If you do, that would solve the whole problem.
Now, come on, you two jokers. We've got to help your sister out of this.
Hello, Mother dear.
Hello, darling. Boys, don't eat those chestnuts. I'm using them in this turkey supper.
Oh, we won't, Ma.
Honey, Barbara wants to tell you something.
Yes?
Well, it's about Christmas dinner.
Oh, that reminds me. Tell Russell we're having the Christmas pudding the way he likes it. You know, with hard sauce.
Oh.
Well, I thought you'd be pleased about the pudding.
She is, but you must realize Barbara has her mother and father-in-law to think about now.
Oh, well, then I'll send them a pudding, too.
Pop didn't mean about the pudding. He just wanted to remind you that Russell has a mother and a father.
Well, I didn't think he was found under a gooseberry bush.
Why shouldn't he have been? I was.
Ben, you keep promising me you'll have a talk with the boy.
Oh, Mother, please listen to me and I'll try and explain.
Explain what? Oh, hand me that plate of sausage meat, will you, dear?
Bibi, settle down a minute, will you?
Oh, darling, I'm too happy to settle down. You know, I always have a feeling that as a family, we're somehow closer to each other on Christmas Day than any other time. Don't you?
Well, yes, dear, but...
It's so wonderful to have your children around you at Christmas, especially if you're parents.
I think we'd better stop beating around the bush, dear. Phoebe, what we're all trying to tell you is this. Russell's mother and father expect Barbara to go to their home for Christmas.
Oh.
I didn't know a thing about it until Russell's mother phoned and asked me to come over early to help trim the tree.
Well, then you must go, dear. They'd be terribly disappointed.
But what about you?
No, I'm staying here.
Oh, Mother, you know I wouldn't hurt your feelings for anything in the world.
Oh, but darling, you haven't. Now you go right ahead and have a wonderful time.
All right. I'll miss you all terribly.
And where are you going?
To her mother-in-law's for Christmas.
Well, that's a fine thing, I must say.
It's not Barbara's fault. Mrs. Turner just took it for granted.
Yes, and she spent weeks making Christmas puddings and mince pies.
Well, so have I. And I made Christmas cake and sausage rolls, too.
But they've probably got a great big turkey.
And what do you think that is in the refrigerator? A saddle?
Aggie, calm down, please.
I'll bet that housekeeper of theirs is at the bottom of this. She's jealous of my cooking.
Oh. Now, that's not a nice thing to say. Mrs. Turner's cook is a very sweet woman.
Yes. She even suggested that you and she ought to exchange recipes sometime. She said she could tell you what to do with your Christmas pudding.
Well, she can do the same.
Aggie, please stop working yourself up over nothing.
Oh, very well. But your poor, poor wife.
Please don't sympathize with me. I never want my family to feel that they have to spend Christmas with me.
Well, sure. When I was 5 years old, Ma said I could go to a Christmas party.
And you can. Go ahead, dear.
Well, he's going to be a little late.
Now then, please, get your coat, Richard.
But I don't want to go anyplace.
Neither do I. I'm going to spend Christmas with my mother.
You do that. I'm sure she's better company than I am.
Phoebe, what's the matter with you?
Nothing's the matter with me, sweetheart. I just want everybody to be happy. Why don't you go out to dinner and enjoy yourself?
I don't want to enjoy myself. I want to stay here with you.
Darling, don't worry about me. I'll be perfectly content with my little self.
Oh, cheer up, Mrs. Lyon. I'll bring you your Christmas dinner in a
tree. Don't bother. I'll just have a boiled egg.
Charge of a boiled egg for Christmas. It simply isn't done.
It will be if you give it 4 minutes.
Phoebe, are your senses leaving you?
No, but if they want to go, let them.
Mother, please.
Goodbye, Barbara, darling. Have a wonderful time and give my love to the turkey. I mean to the Turner. Goodbye, darling.
I've never seen Ma act like that before.
She's hurt. I'm going to telephone the Turners and tell them I can't come. I know they'll understand.
Oh, Daddy, I just spoke to Russell's mother on the phone and explained the whole thing.
Oh, good girl. What did she say?
Oh, nothing. She just cried.
Now we're really getting nowhere.
I wish I could catch the measles, and then I could spend Christmas in quarantine.
Oh, come now. There's no sense in going off to some foreign country.
I think I'd better telephone Russell and try to straighten things out.
Well, I already have. And he said we'll have dinner here.
Barbara, I'm not going to allow you to upset your mother-in-law.
Now settle down and let's not make things any more complicated than they are.
Then you better keep out of this. I just telephoned Russell's mother and everything's arranged for Barbara to have dinner with them. They're expecting her at 4 o'clock to help them trim the tree.
Well, she still has plenty of time. It's only 3 o'clock.
Oh, yes. Would you like me to help trim your tree before I go?
Of course I would, sweetheart.
Well, I'd better get on with the dinner.
You want me to help you, Ma?
No, thank you, dear. I'm going to dress the turkey, and it may be a little self-conscious.
Now, come on, kids. Let's start working on that tree.
Tree.
It will be when we get it finished.
I'm getting excited. Aren't you, Richard?
Yeah. Christmas is almost here, by golly. And Santa will soon be here by chimney.
Not if he heard that joke. Go on, Richard, up the steps.
Don't you want to put them on?
No. I want that string on the very top. I think it's better if you do it.
But suppose I fall off the steps?
Then I'll know I was right.
What's the matter? Are you scared, Daddy?
No, but I should be. 10 years ago, I almost fell off a 40-rung ladder.
Gosh! Did you hurt yourself?
No, lucky for me, I was on the bottom rung.
Oh, it's a lion. The tree looks beautiful.
It does look pretty good at that.
And the whole idea was Daddy. All he did was the work.
Don't you believe him, Aggie?
Why, Miss Barbara, you should have left 15 minutes ago.
I know, but I just have to wait until our tree is finished.
Oh, it's all finished now, honey, except for the ornament that goes on top. And I'm afraid your mother forgot to buy one.
I heard that, Ben, and it's not true. I bought a lovely ornament to the top of the tree, but when I got it home, it had a crack in it.
So you took it back?
Well, naturally. Why should I pay for a cracked copy?
No, it'd be silly to buy something you've already got.
Miss Barbara, look at the clock. You're going to be terribly late.
Oh, you're right, I am. I guess I should be going. Well, goodbye, Mother.
Goodbye, darling.
Goodbye, Daddy.
Goodbye, dear.
Goodbye, Richard.
Bye, sis.
Goodbye, Robin.
Bye, Barbara.
Goodbye, Mother.
Goodbye, dear.
Goodbye, Aggie.
Goodbye, Miss Barbara.
Goodbye, family.
You know, I have an idea. She didn't want to go.
Oh, Daddy.
Hello, honey. We thought you'd gone.
I forgot whether I said goodbye to Mother.
You said goodbye to her twice.
Oh. Well, goodbye again, Mother.
Goodbye, my precious baby.
Goodbye, family. And a very happy Christmas.
Hey, where's Ma?
Oh, she's upstairs changing for dinner.
Daddy says she's trying to be very brave. So when she comes downstairs, we should act happy.
Yes, you know, Richard, be gay. Laugh at all the little things she says. And make her know how much we love her.
Oh, sure.
And I'll say a few silly things to make her giggle.
But suppose she takes your remarks seriously.
Then you tell her I was only kidding.
Okay. Shh. Here she comes.
Oh, hello, boys. Ben, I was just thinking. Now, boys, please don't make so much noise. I've got a terrible headache and it hurts. I don't see what's so funny about that. I must expect an occasional headache at my age. After all, I'm 32. I am not joking. Can't you see I'm serious about my headache? Look at my face.
Oh, of course we don't, honey. You have a beautiful face.
Oh, you really mean that?
No, Papa's only kidding.
Oh, hold it, you two. Sweetheart, I'm afraid that went a little wrong. You see, we were just trying to give you a few laughs.
Oh, well, that was very sweet of you, and you've made me very, very happy. That's better. Oh, come on, let's give Mummy a big kiss.
You bet. Hey, wait for me.
Well, well, what a loving family group.
Oh, hello, sorry, dear.
Well, I'm standing under the mistletoe. Isn't anyone going to give Aunt Florrie a big kiss?
Well, go ahead, Pop. You're the oldest.
That doesn't necessarily mean I'm the bravest.
Now, Ben, go on and kiss Florrie under the mistletoe.
I wouldn't kiss her under an anesthetic.
Florrie, darling, he doesn't mean that. He's just trying to make you happy.
Yes, I know he is. I can see the twinkle in his little red eye.
Good for you, old girl. And I mean old girl. Now, how about a glass of sherry?
Oh, Ben, you haven't kissed Florrie yet.
Come along, Ben. I'm waiting.
You've been waiting for years.
If you're alluding to the fact that I haven't been kissed for a long time, I'm proud of it. My lips are chased.
I know, they're being chased by your nose.
Oh, Fennel, I'm really surprised at you.
Oh, honey, surely you knew I was only kidding. Well, Florrie, I'm all yours. My lips are puckered up like little rosebuds.
Well, don't look now, but your petals are drooping.
Touché. Well, come here, you silly old character.
Thank you, Ben. I say, where's Barbara?
She's spending Christmas with her in-laws. Isn't that a laugh?
Well, I don't think it's funny at all. And I'm sure your poor mother doesn't either.
Florrie, what do you say we change the subject?
Yeah, let's tell some jokes. How can you all be so indifferent? Really, darling, you must be simply miserable.
Florrie, close your mouth. There's a bus coming.
You be quiet. Phoebe, I can see you're trying to hold everything in. But believe me, dear, it's no good. It's best to let yourself go and have a good cry.
You're so right.
Please don't cry, Mummy. You still got me.
And you got me.
And you got me.
Oh, that's right, darling. It's better out than in.
And so are you. Now go home.
Ryan, look who's here.
Hello,
family. I'm not having Christmas dinner with the Turners after all.
Oh,
no, I've decided that both families should have dinner at my house.
That's a wonderful idea. But of course we'll have to bring Aggie.
Fine, bring everybody.
Would you like another turkey?
Oh, yes, please.
Then I'll bring Florrie.
Barbara, come here.
What is it, dear?
That's for making us all so happy.
Oh, isn't it sweet, darling?
Robin.
Stand under the mistletoe so that I can kiss you.
You know what you're saying, kid.
Well, that girl kissed me under the mistletoe, went home with a broken heart and melted lipstick.
Oh, no, thanks, Barbara.
How about you, Daddy?
No, honey, I really couldn't eat another bite.
Oh, go on, Ben. You can if you loosen your corset.
Here, Miss Barbara, give me those dishes.
Oh, thank you, Aggie. I'm afraid our little house is a bit small for so many people.
Nonsense! That only makes it all the cozier.
Yes, even if we do have to go outside every time we want to pull a cracker.
Oh, maybe I better go in the kitchen and see how the others are getting on.
Well, before you do, Robin and I would like to show our appreciation for this lovely dinner by singing you our little Christmas song.
What do you say, Daddy?
Well, it's up to you, darling. This is your house, and next door are your neighbors.
I'll tell you what. I'll put on a Christmas record instead, and we can all sing it.
That's the best suggestion I've heard today.
I don't know that song.
Good.
I do.
Daddy, you spoke too soon.
Go ahead, Barbara.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
Jack Frost nipping at your nose.
Yuletide carols being sung by a choir.
And folks dressed up like Eskimos.
Everybody knows the turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright.
Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow
will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh.
And every mother's child is going to spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly.
And so we're offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas.
Was Life with the Lions, with Bebe Daniels of Bedlam, their children Barbara and Richard. Also in this recording were Doris Rogers, Molly Weir, Richard Belairs, Horace Percival, and Gwen Lewis. The script was by Bob Locke, Ronnie Hambly, and Bebe Daniels. The incidental music was by Paul Fenley, who also conducted the BBC Variety Orchestra. Production was by Tom Ronald.